We begin this hour with a terrifying thought. If hundreds and thousands of people are trying to escape their homelands to Libya, what does that say about the brutality and desperation right now in the Middle East? Places like Syria, Eritrea, Egypt, Somalia, and Nigeria, where people bound for Libya as a way station to Europe, many of them ending up in worse chaos or dead. Here's Libyan Foreign Minister Mohamed Al-Dairi in February reminding the world that Libya itself right now is a land of Al-Qaeda and ISIS made chaos.
The challenges facing the legitimate authorities of Libya are enormous. Now that armed terrorist groups have taken possession of whole cities in Libya and proclaiming Al-Qaeda doctrine.
As many as 900 migrants perished in the Mediterranean just this past weekend, fleeing their war-torn homelands on boats bound for Europe from Tripoli. The Tunisian captain of the boat has since been charged with reckless multiple homicide. But instability in Libya and Tripoli's central location on the Mediterranean make it a hotspot for human smuggling. 1,500 have died making the same crossing in just the first few months of 2015. We're going to spend a few minutes now with Bill Lawrence, author of After the Uprisings, Political Transition in Tunisia, Libya, and Yemen. He's a former senior advisor for the U.S. State Department. Bill, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
How would you say, Bill, that the Arab Spring has in part set the stage for this chaos on the Mediterranean coast?
Well, this is a problem that predates the Arab Spring, going all the way back to about 2000 when we started to see spikes of immigrant flows from Africa going towards Europe. But it's gotten much worse since the Arab Spring. And what was happening before the Arab Spring is that governments were able to work with European authorities to stem the tide. And since the Arab Spring, we have chaos. We have wide open areas with no governmental controls. And the flows are flows we've never seen before. 140,000 just last year arrived on the shores of Italy from Libya. These are big numbers. And then again, the 11 or 1200 that died just in the last 8 days in shipwrecks, this is unprecedented.
And you've got the big numbers in southern Europe. You've got the huge numbers in Turkey and Jordan. But then you have this sort of netherworld, this area where, as you say, there are no governing authorities. There are no responsible institutions for the international community to deal with. The U.S. has almost no clout in the region where people are most in peril. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, nobody has clout. I mean, we've transitioned from a world where the U.S. and the Soviet Union, remember, they had their sort of hegemony over large areas and large numbers of countries. And you know, since the fall of the Berlin Wall, it was a unipolar world where the U.S. was the strongest. Now China is rising in this part of the world, but there's really no outside force that is a stabilizing influence. And in this vacuum of geopolitical hegemony or geopolitical stability, you have these large areas now of ungoverned spaces and opportunistic militias who are fighting not over just ideological things like your setup piece just described, but also smuggling routes. Most of the fighting in Libya over the last 4 years has been control over border crossings, airports, seaports, to extract rents on the very smuggling and trafficking flows that we're talking about.
And rents that Al-Qaeda and ISIS have a hand in, and they're a part of the smuggling operation itself. There's no way really for us to talk in any useful way about what the sort of short-term implications are, because the humanitarian crisis is so huge, it's almost obvious. But if the Syrian civil war were to end tomorrow, would it become a place where people would return? In any sense, could this reverse itself, or is there no sort of long-term scenario that looks like it would reverse this situation?
Most people are saying that many of the 4 or 5 million refugees that have left Syria will not return. Certainly a lot of Libyans would not go back, given the current chaos. And of course, these economic migrants from Eritrea, from Mali, from Nigeria and the other countries, they're also producing tens of thousands of migrants. Those people aren't going back. In fact, I've met many of them, and they try 4, 5, 6, 7 times to cross. So they just keep trying and keep coming.
Bill Lawrence, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bill Lawrence is author of After the Uprisings, Political Transition in Tunisia, Libya, and Yemen. He's a former senior advisor for the U.S. State Department.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.